Leadership Forum, developing future leaders. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
We're on a Christian college campus, and the speakers are really good, and we're learning a lot of things and just having a great time.
16-year-old Nikita Fowler of Greene County is one of 96 teenagers from Tennessee who are attending the National Leadership Forum this week in Searcy, Arkansas. These young people from four different states are taking in all kinds of leadership training and also having fun.
To not just be selfish and do what you want to do, you should listen to others and get their ideas and take charge and just don't be silly. Work hard and get the job done.
Brandon Rogers of Madison County is also attending, hoping these seminars are going to help him on the athletic field now and in the political arena later.
Wanted to learn how to be a leader, you know, lead the players and lead other people in the school and on the football field and learn where I can make our team win, or when I grow up, maybe use with my knowledge of being a leader is maybe be mayor or governor or something like that.
T.J. Harris of Moore County is also attending the National Leadership Forum.
I would really recommend this trip to a lot of people when I return home, because for one, you learn all them leadership skills, but you get to exercise them in activities that we do during the day, and you meet all these wonderful friends.
And Chelsea Ottinger, also of Greene County, is in Searcy and hoping to better herself where she can help her local FFA chapter.
I'm trying to learn how to be a better leader so I can help FFA members and stuff like that. And then I thought the lectures might have been a little bit boring, but they were the greatest ever. Nobody could ever fall asleep in them. They're just the best.
Now, there are some 275 teenagers attending the National Leadership Forum in Searcy, Arkansas. It's being held on the campus of Harding University. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.